This is Fresh Air. It's been 3 years since the Ayatollah Khomeini issued his death sentence against the writer Salman Rushdie, and as yet no firm and decisive action has been taken by Iranians to condemn this inhuman decree. So begins a new declaration of exiled Iranian intellectuals and artists in defense of Salman Rushdie. The declaration continues, "As this attack on the freedom of expression originated in Iran, we believe that Iranian intellectuals have a special responsibility to forcefully condemn this decree and to defend Salman Rushdie." This declaration has been signed by 50 Iranians living in exile in Europe and the U.S. It's been released around the world, including in Iran. My guest Homa Sarshar is the liaison in the U.S. for this declaration. She's a journalist who hosts a Farsi radio program in Los Angeles about Iranian culture. She is Jewish and left Iran 13 years ago. Also with me is Parviz Sayoud, a Muslim who is one of Iran's best-known filmmakers. His film Dead End was banned in Iran under Khomeini. He's lived in exile since the revolution. I asked Sarshar why it's taken 3 years for Iranian exiles to organize this written protest.
This declaration has been written and sent out in the time that was needed. Maybe 3 years ago when this fatwa was out, we were not so, maybe I can say so, close to each other. We didn't felt it at that time. But any of us, any of these 50 people who signed it, they did whatever they wanted. They raised their voice, they wrote, they talked, they gave speech, they made programs in radio or television or whatever, and they talked personally, and they condemned this fatwa.
Was there a lot of debate over what the wording of this declaration should be?
No, not a lot. Maybe few words have been changed, but not a lot, no.
Do you think that the people who signed this declaration are at risk?
They might be. But we are adult. We can think, and we are ready to take whatever it take.
Was it difficult to get Iranians in exile to sign the declaration?
No and yes. No, because we didn't have any of the people that we contacted to say that I don't agree with the declaration. Everybody, every single one that we talked to and we went to and we asked, our friends, our colleagues, the journalists, artists, intellectuals, everybody said that they believe in this declaration. And if few of them didn't sign it because they were afraid, because their family was in Iran or they had some personal reason, but nobody denied that, and everybody was very proud of that, and they said that they believe in it. And another problem that we had, our time was short. And after the declaration was out, a lot of other friends and writers, intellectuals, journalists, artists, poets called or get in touch with whoever and told them that they are ready to sign and to add their signatures. So we are getting more signatures every day.
Parviz Sayoud, was it a difficult decision for you to sign the declaration?
No, it was not difficult for me. I signed this declaration because aside of its humanity motif, Mr. Rushdie's case helps us to explain our people's situation under the Islamic Republic. It helps us to show the world community the kind of pressure and hardship Iranian writers, journalists, and artists face and the kind of government they deal with.
Do you have family in Iran?
I have some part of, of course, some members of my family still living in Iran.
Are you worried for them because of your signature on the declaration?
I was worried about them before because the nature of my activities here as a playwright is not far away the situation of the Mr. Rushdie's case.
Parviz, Salman Rushdie has written, Islam doesn't have to mean blind faith. Don't let the zealots make Muslim a terrifying word. Do you agree with those sentiments?
Exactly. Let me tell you this, that we Iranians have a long history of dictatorship and brutality under the supervision of fanatic mullahs, while at the same time, there is a long tradition of blasphemy in our literature. Look at Omar Khayyam, Hafiz, Maulana Jalaluddin, Obaid Zakani, and Iraj Mirza. By the mullahs' standards of today, which Salman Rushdie rightly called them zealots, these eminent poets could be considered infidels. In fact, their works are and can be interpreted as a fusion of blasphemy and poetic thought. I believe that if these poets were alive today, they could have easily been executed by the Iran's present regime.
Do you feel that the zealots have given your religion a bad name, that people no longer really understand what Islam is?
Well, of course, you know, the poets that I just mentioned their name, they were living in a situation that by our standard of today could be much worse of what is going on today in Iran. But unfortunately, the way that it turned out today, we think that it's not possible to be a person or a poet or a writer like we had before in our history of literature and live in this same situation in Iran.
Let me add something to what Parviz said. There are a lot of mullahs in Iran right now that they want to contradict whatever the Ayatollah or other prominent figure in Islamic Republic of Iran has said, and they want to say that these are very, very harsh, and Islam is not so harsh, and they wanted to make it more mellow. But the thing is, everybody knows, when Ayatollah or a prominent figure declare a fatwa or say something about a person or order the execution of this person, none other mullahs can deny that.
Have either of you gotten into debates with friends about whether the fatwa is justified? I wonder if either of you have friends who would support it.
I don't have any friends to support this fatwa, as far as I know. But some of them might think that the case is not their with the issues that we are facing today in Iran and outside in Iran, they might think that it is not their issue or the most important issue that they have to deal with today. But all of them, As far as I know, and I believe that they don't believe in the fatwa and they don't support them.
And I think that whoever supports this death sentence for somebody who talks or who says something is not my friend.
My guests are Homa Sarshar and Parviz Sayoud, two Iranian exiles living in Los Angeles who have signed a declaration in support of Salman Rushdie. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. We're talking about a declaration in support of Salman Rushdie issued by Iranians living in exile in America and Europe. My guest Homa Sarshar is the liaison in the U.S. for the declaration. Parviz Sayoud is one of the exiles who signed. Can I ask you each to tell the story of why you left when you did, when you knew it was time for you to get out of Iran?
The reason that I left the country was because I was working with Kayhan, which is a very prominent newspaper in Iran, for 15 years at that time. And the day that I finally decided to leave the country was before Khomeini comes to Iran. And that was one day that I was working in my office. And one of my colleagues told me that as a Jewish woman, I was not allowed to translate news that was coming from France, because I was the French translator also in the newspaper, about Khomeini, because that would make news from Khomeini dirty. And he was an intellectual. He was a journalist himself. And at that day, when I came home, I told my husband that I'm flaring something, and that I am feeling something is coming. And if an intellectual will say that to me, he was my friend, he was my colleague for 15 years, and he never reacted as such. So I said, when somebody like him does that, we should be waiting for more than that from other people, from the mass, or from the people who are religious people or clergy coming up to our country.
Parviz, what was your story about leaving?
Well, first of all, I have to say that I had a small theater in Iran. I was running a theater. That was the only non-governmental theater in Iran. It belonged to a private sector. When the revolution took place, I was out of Iran. I was in Germany and planning a co-production with a German company for making a feature film. And as the revolution took place, they first I heard that they took over my theater, that one Islamic group. And then after that, they bombed my film Dead End, that it was screened for the first time, and they bombed the film as well. And I thought to myself that this is not a place for me to go back. And I stayed, and I came to the United States, and I'm here since then.
Has it been difficult for you to find work in America, or has that been going okay?
That's a good question.
What do you think?
Me, Parviz, and most of our friends were people who have been used to live by writing Persian, by speaking Persian, and by expressing their feelings in Persian, in our own mother language. And finding a job outside Iran, for us, for me personally, was very difficult, because my only specialty is writing in my mother language.
Yes, I Homa put it in the best way that it's possible to mention. I managed to survive somehow by communicating with my fellow country men and women who live here in the United States and Europe, by writing plays and staging them on and taking the play on tour, and somehow I survived. But I know many of my colleagues who live in Europe, in different part of Europe, and here in America and Canada, and they're really hopeless. They can't function because they just, as Homa put it, they're starving for work, and they can't find a possibility for that. And then, as I see them hopeless, it's a bad feeling that I can't mention it to you.
So by fighting for Salman Rushdie's right of speech, you're in a way fighting for the freedom of your country, maybe in the hopes that someday you can return to it?
Oh.
Well, exactly. This is the only hope that we have. And we, you see, this is. I would like to say that I believe the government. Earlier, you mentioned about the United States policy towards Salman Rushdie. I believe that all governments and international organizations and whoever is concerned with human rights should take the danger of religious fascism more seriously. Salman Rushdie's case proves that this is not only a local incident, and continuous violation of human rights in Iran is not only a domestic concern. Religious fascism is a serious danger for the world community, like air pollution, like environmental destruction. Iran's present regime cannot become better, moderate, or modified by diplomatic talk or negotiation or other civilized method. The system of Velayat Faqih has to be stopped, isolated, until they are dismissed by the people of Iran. Period.
I want to thank you both very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Terry. We appreciate you calling us.
Thank you.
Homa Sarshar and Parviz Sayoud, the Declaration of Exiled Iranian Intellectuals and Artists in Defense of Salman Rushdie will be published in the next edition of the New York Review of Books. This is Fresh Air.